This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What now? Now that President Biden's dropped out of the race for the White House and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
No party's presumptive nominee has stepped out of the race so close to the election. President Biden's move comes after more than 14 million Democrats backed him in the primaries.
President Biden made history today.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says the president rightly concluded he is not the best choice to beat Donald Trump, but is Vice President Kamala Harris, whom the president has endorsed.
People can see the growth in her, the maturity in her decision-making.
Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn, a Biden campaign co-chair, says he's proud to back Harris. A handful of men who were discussed as potential Harris running mates are also endorsing her, as are Bill and Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama, among others, is holding off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump campaign is reacting to news that President Biden is dropping out of the race. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, says they're ready to save America, as he put it, whoever is at the top of the Democratic ticket. What do voters think? David Strong, a Democratic voter, is in Portland, Oregon.
I'm still very frightened about what would happen if Trump gets reelected.
Brittany LaFay is also in Portland.
I was still kind of weighing my options, so Biden dropping out now really kind of changes a lot of what I was thinking as well, having to learn about a new candidate and everything.
Now to those flight delays and cancellations. Airlines have still been struggling to restore operations days after that faulty software update led to technological havoc. This is AP News. Now to what zookeepers in Florida are doing to help keep the animals cool in the heat. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Oh my gosh, big splash.
For a pair of thick-coated black bears at the Palm Beach Zoo, they're getting ice chips to roll in and a swimming pool.
Black bears Lewis and Clark have their own chilled pool. We keep it chilled to a nice 74 degrees.
Curator Mike Terrell says with temperatures in the 90s and high humidity in South Florida, they have to take extra steps to keep the animals cool.
Oh my gosh,
otters are getting fish popsicles, and tigers are getting their own frozen treats.
We'll take a bone and freeze it in a block of ice.
Pretty gory to look at, but the tigers seem pretty happy. Workers at the zoo are also spraying down tortoises with hoses to help keep them cool. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.